God for another new year. 2019, the first third Sunday of the new year. We are back in the house of God. It's a privilege and an honor to be here to worship God on this third Sunday. And we thank God. When we look back, we worship him in 2018, and we are doing the same thing in 19. So, Lord, I thank God that he will continue to give us the mindset that we will continue to praise and worship God and to listen and to preach his word. Our message this morning, lest you forget. So, Lord, you know, I a lot of times you heard statements like, don't live your life in the rearview mirror. Have you ever heard of something like that? And you heard things. But one of the things we have to be careful with when you follow statements you heard people make, listen to the people. And a lot of times they don't mean no harm. They have a principle behind it. They'll go on and let you know why they say what they say. But watch the absolutes. Watch out for when you speak, watch out for speaking it as an absolute. Because you can sound real good when they tell you that, and they got it all together how they want to speak about not living your life a lot of times not put a lot of emphasis on the past and this and that. But when God tell you not to forget, he's speaking of the past. See, he's not speaking of, most of the time when you heard that, he's not speaking of the future. He's speaking of the past. And even if speaking not forget, even about the future to come, that means he told you that in the past. You know, about our new heaven and new earth and all that, that was told to you in the past. So he said, don't forget it. That means that I have heard it to deposit it in my brain, to hold it fast, or deposit my heart, all right? So that means that you have previously given me something that you don't want me to forget, all right? Or you've told me something not to forget. Are you with me? You know, it's just like if Brother Alvin tell me, say, Pastor Ricks, don't forget to pick up that saw or those nails from Lowe's. You're going to Lowe's, but don't forget to pick up those nails, okay? He said, I'm going to patch your roof up for you, a little spot I want to get, but there's certain things I don't have with me. But pick them up. Go to Lowe's. I'm going to tell you what to pick up, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Now, when I get back to the house, and he coming around, do me a favor. So he's driving. He's coming around, and I'm coming back from the store with what he, you know. But I don't have what he told me to get. So his intention is to fix something for me. You follow what I'm saying? But he need the material to fix. Watch this. He has the expertise to do it. He has a will to do it. He want to do it. I'm talking about God now. But I'm using this. It's a scenario. Y'all with me? I'm going somewhere. I'm a little slow now. But what he told me to do, I didn't do. I didn't bring to the table that he need at the table. Not that I would do it. Pastor, I told you I would do it, but I told you what you had to bring. Oh, he ripped me. See, there are some things that God is going to do, but there's something he told us to do. Are you with me? And we get mad with God because he don't fix it. He won't do what he won't done. And we forget we didn't do what he told us to do. we didn't bring to the table. Sometimes there's a prerequisite to be met in order for that to take place that you want. But all of that is part of God's plan. There's some blessings we miss because some things God told us to do and we won't do. You know, when God tell a man to love his wife as Christ loved the church, there's a blessing with that, and gave himself. There's a blessing. And he tells a woman, you obey your husband. You respect him. You honor him. See, one thing I like about God, God said, look, I'm going to bless your marriage. I'm going to bless you guys. But there's something I want you to bring to the table. You bring honor to the table when it comes to your husband. See, I know he needs that. He needs to be respected. When he's at the gate, the men need to know who his wife is. And a lot of times, whether you know it or not, is a reflection on you, because the men know when you got a good wife, because she make you look good. That ain't my message. You see? But I'm giving points. See, I can't forget something if I never knew it. And you can't tell me don't forget something if you didn't tell me. So it's something you gave me yesterday or in another time that you asked me to remember today. Are y'all with me? Okay. Look with me in Deuteronomy chapter 4. And you can read the whole chapter, but I'm going to read down to 14. And we'll just look at a few things as God was. As the people were about to go into the promised land, and old Moses giving his farewells and his last speeches, and that God had used him, he's about to turn everything over to Joshua. He's trying to prepare the people with what God expects of them as they enter into the land, because a lot of times when you're born in a land where there are different people and they got different customs and they worship different gods and they do things a different way, if you're not careful, you'll get mixed up with that, and before you know it, you are dishonoring your God. See, God realized that people do their thing because they have a free will. But as I spoke on a few weeks back, that we were different. If you're a believer, you are different. Now, a lot of times you don't feel different because you don't act different. So you don't feel different. But if you're born again, you are different. Okay. If you're truly saved, you're different from the world because you got the Holy Spirit living in you. Not only that, you have the Holy Spirit who have sealed you to the day of redemption. You're different because you was elected before the foundation of the world. You are different because if you die, you got a different destination to go to. When you are absent from this body, you're not present in hell. So I'm not just saying you're different. I can explain to you biblically why you are different. You see, but I realize, because when we talk about the flesh, you know, sometimes we walk in the flesh. We get carried away, but we thank God for his mercy and grace. Let me read this and we'll move on. Now, O Israel, listen to the statutes, listen to the word of God and the judgment, which teach you to observe. I want you to notice something Moses is saying, and at having God's word to teach the people of God, he said, not only do I want to teach you, but you need to observe them. See, it's not about me teaching you guys, but if you don't observe nothing I teach, it ain't going to do you no good. See, God will teach us that we can learn something from the teacher. And once we learn God's principles, the things that God wants us to know from his word, then God wants us to take heed to his word. See, one of the things when you know you're different, you have the Holy Spirit in you, all you want to know, is it the word of God? See, if it's the word of God, it's not about Moses. It's not about Pastor Ricks. See, as Moses is delivering this, it ain't really about Moses. It's about the God that Moses served. You see, it is Moses as the leader. It was his assignment because he wasn't going to be lead along because Joshua was going to take over. But while he was still leader, God had gave him assignment to instruct the people of not what Moses wanted them to do when they entered the land, but what does say the Lord. And see, once we put all together, begin to understand that, you look past the person and you look at the word, you listen with a different perspective on Sunday morning and the teaching of the word of God, because as Moses teaching this congregation, God is teaching us through the word of God, and he said, take heed. He said, I got it from God, now I'm giving it to you. And because the Holy Spirit is in you, you know when it's of God or not. And that's just not of God, don't even let it go in your ear gate. Don't even let it go in. But make sure you can discern what's of God and what's not of God, because that of God, you got to take heed to it. All right? He says, which I teach you to observe, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers is giving you. Oh, this promise right through Abraham and all of that. But God now is about to give it to you. You're about to come into your blessing, all right? You're about to possess this land. But listen, don't let some obstacles trip you up. You know, if we were walk in who we are. You know, a lot of times our problem is not, I don't know a good way to say this. Our problem is not the problems that we've seen to have. Watch this. Tracy sung the song, Our God is Bigger. That's true. That's true. And we are bigger because of our God. We belong to God. We are his business. We don't own ourselves anymore. He's responsible for us. But many times we won't walk in the Spirit. See, didn't God say walk in the Spirit? See, I'm going to, there it is, there it is. See, Sheila, see, we talk about how big God is. The Spirit of God is God. The Holy Ghost is God. Come on, y'all. Sound teaching, the Holy Spirit is God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. Watch this now. And he said, walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Holy Ghost. Walk in God. Now, if God is bigger than my problem, and I got permission by the way he hired me when I walk in my flesh and not in the Holy Ghost, who lives in me, dwell, if you have not the Spirit of God, you're none of his. Watch this now. The opposite of that, since I have the Spirit of God, I am his. Ain't that right, sister? Ain't that right? See, but wait, when I was unsaved, I didn't have the Holy Ghost. I didn't belong to God. Okay, what I say, how many churches I went to, how I shout, I ain't belong to God. No. But when I got born again, I belong to God. And then he said, walk in me. See, the problem is our problem is so big because you ain't walking in God. See, Chester said that God, since God is bigger than my problem, why do it seem that my problems are bigger than my God? If I'm walking in the Spirit, I can see as God would have me to see. He said, be filled with the Spirit of God. Be not drunk with wine, where is excess, but be you controlled by the Spirit of God. See, we got things we don't use. Therefore, we see ourselves as weak. You will be weak. You will be weak if you're walking in weakness. There's nothing strong in our flesh. Nothing. We have it. We just don't apply it. There is some prerequisite. There's some things God won't do until you walk in the Spirit. There's things He's going to do for you, and you got Him handcuffed. You got God shackled. Because the rest of the world around me is walking in the flesh, and I want to be their friends, and I want to get along with them, but you are different. See, Moses ain't talking to the nations. He know they gonna get in trouble, and he also know what happened at Moab. The Mennonites and all of them, and when they worship them idols and having them orgies and things round at their worship, them idols and all that stuff. He knew about all that stuff. And God gave the Ten Commandments. He knew about all that in Numbers 19 and 20. So he said, but you're about to go in. Watch this. Moses said, y'all about to go in, and I'm about to go out. Huh? So I got to preach this word right to Hamlet. Because y'all about to go in, and I may be ready to go out. Huh? So, we blame God a lot of times for us not getting or having what we want. But we never blame ourselves for not doing the prerequisite to get those things. See, I'm weak when I'm in the flesh. You say all kind of things. You do all kind of things. But when I'm filled with the Spirit of God, I won't do nothing but please Jesus. I won't do nothing. Everything I do when I'm filled with the Spirit is bring glory to Jesus Christ. Don't you know the Holy Spirit came to glorify Christ? Not even speak of Himself. And He's God. Oh, y'all ain't with me this morning. See, I don't know. Y'all may not like this kind of preaching, but this is true, y'all. I mean, when I looked at that, I said, no, I've read this before, nothing. But when I just said that, lest you forget. See, there's some things. See, you know what? I got to take it as it comes to me. That all right? I'm going to get back here. See, the things I'm telling you, I'm facing myself. I'm not telling you, speaking at you. There's some things I'm robbing myself of because maybe I need to have been walking in the Spirit at those times, but I was in the flesh. See, because it's a constant battle. See, I can walk in it today and not tomorrow. Just because you, well, you talked 20 years ago, girl, I was full of the Holy Spirit, and I can tell you everything that happened. You ain't walked in the Holy Spirit since 20 years ago? I can tell you about other stuff you done and has happened. See, we mess people up with a bunch of crazy stuff because they believe it. But you know what? There's some bigger than my problem. Bigger. If He's bigger, why don't you suit up in your bigness? Hey! I got permission to be filled with Him, led and controlled by Him. And when God say, be ye, that's a command. You command to do it, it won't do it. I guarantee you walk in the Spirit, your problems will be like ants. I guarantee it. See, what it is, We are handling hell's problem in the flesh. The hellish things that you're going through or you're facing and you begin to believe and it's messing you up. See, our warfare is not carnal. It's spiritual. You got some demons and imps and all that mess all around you. They don't even want me to preach today. So I'm going to get you for preaching that. If them people start walking in their bigness, come on now. The Holy Ghost is God. 100% God. That's Ananias and Sapphira. You lied to God. I'm lying to the Holy Spirit. You lied to God. He's God. He has the personality of God. He has personhood. He's divine. He has a sovereign will. See, there's some things you're not going to conquer until you start walking in your bigness. You walk in your smallness. You can't fight this battle in your smallness. The world, the only way they can fight it, it got to be in smallness because they don't have a Holy Ghost suit. They can suit up in the Holy Ghost. That's what you call leaning to your own understanding. You save and you got the Holy Ghost, you can walk in him and not fulfill the desires of the flesh. A lot of our fulfilling of the desires of the flesh because you're walking in the flesh. I'll tell you like it is. I'm cut right through the chase. Don't y'all stone me out there. My throat keep getting dry. I see this as Moses got the congregation gathered and he's speaking to them. I see that where we are today. God's word is still being preached. We still want to encourage and we want to grow in God's word and be nurtured in God's word. And God say desire. That's another thing. You're going to be in trouble when you don't even desire the sincere milk of the word of God whereby you may grow. You know, you should come to church with a desire. He said, yeah, oh, that's okay. But when I hit the sanctuary, I hit the Sunday school class, I got a desire, a hunger in me, a thirst in me for the word of God. I want to know what God going to say to me today. I come to worship with an expectation. Day you can leave here, I ain't been walking in my bigness. See, don't tell me to suit up with to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and I can't be filled. My God can't lie. I want to free you up. I want to free you up a little bit. Okay, let me. Well, what were the verses I hit with that? Let me. Huh? Oh, let me go. I'm okay. All right, two, okay. You shall not add to the word which I command you. Not take from it. Leave that word alone. That you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. Keep them. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did at Baal Peor. For the Lord your God has destroyed from among you all the men who followed Baal of Peor. Okay, that's what I was talking about back over in Numbers. And God destroyed them all. God hate that, worship another God. He says, these are his children. He says, but you who held fast, so you're always going to have a remnant. You see, now somebody in here is gonna face some of their situation full of the Holy Spirit. It may not be but one or two. See, but everybody, somebody can hold fast, you know. See what I'm saying? All didn't hold fast. But here it says, but you who held fast to the Lord, your God, are alive today. Man, is that why we feel so dead, because we're not holding fast to God. We're holding fast to our situations. And I don't feel alive. I know I'm alive, but I don't feel alive. And I don't act alive. Well, I need some relief. I need to hold fast to my God. And then I'll be alive today, every one of you. Surely I have taught you the statutes and the judgments. That's all the word of God. Just as the Lord my God commanded me. You see how that worked? And that's what I be saying, Danny. God have commanded me to teach the flock. Moses is the man of the hour during that time, in that place. Here is my turn in this church. Now, so I'm commanded to preach the word of God, all right? But you guys are also commanded to take heed to the word of God, to receive the word of God. Let me tell you, if you don't count the word of God as precious, you'll never see it that way. There's a few people think the word of God is precious. I remember Brother Bernard, but he did not like a lot of disturbance, and if the service would go long, and before I got up or whatever like that, but they should get to him. So if you're gonna cut something, don't cut the pastor, but you cut some of this other stuff out. And it would get him, because he had a respect for the word of God that he said no, what the Lord has given him, but we can cut it somewhere else. He said, surely I have taught you statutes and judgment just as the Lord, my God. See, the Lord is my God, Jehovah, Yahweh, all caps, my God, the sovereign one, the self-ruling one, commanded me that you should act according to them. Act according to the word. That's why a lot of people don't want to hide the word in their heart, because they don't want to act according to the word of God. If you say, hey, sister, you're not acting according to the word of God. What word of God? I ain't go to church. When I went to church, I'm like, get this mess over. What I'm here for? Walk in your bigness. That gonna be the new word, if you want to use it. And then you want somebody to ask you what you mean. Just walk in the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God is bigger than you. So if you walk in him, you're walking in your bigness. Am I right about it, sister? Unless the Spirit of God ain't God. We just was taught that God is bigger. So if I'm walking in God, I'm walking in my bigness. And I tell you, I got some situations I'm going to have to walk in it. Because I can't survive. I can't make it. I can't make it without. I ask God to strengthen me every day. Strengthen me. Because if I go down, I'm not certain what's going to happen. If I get sick, I'm not certain what's going to happen. I know all I do 24/7. I know what I do. But if I'm not there to do it, physically unable, what's going to happen? And I think if the right thing don't happen, that'll take me out faster. Because I'm all in. I'm all in. I'm not leaving nothing out. I'm all in. Surely I have taught you the statutes and judgment just as the Lord commanded. The Lord, my God, commanded me that you should act according to them in the land which you go to possess. Wherever you're going and whatever you're going to possess, whether you're going to college, whether you're going on a new job or on your job, wherever you go, act accordingly. Therefore, understand now, these are some things that you need to understand. Now I'm going to give you 3 points from 6 to 8. Obey and be wise and understand. understanding and an understanding people. Therefore, be careful to observe them, for this is your wisdom. See, the word of God is your wisdom. The word of God houses wisdom in it for the children. So you're not just getting the word. If you digest the true word of God right, you'll receive wisdom. I know the enemy and yourself will tell you, nah, the Bible is just the Bible. I'm more wise than the Bible, how I do things. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the people who will hear all these statutes and say, now even around your unsaved people or your cohorts or what, and they see some standards from you, they see some acting out of the word of God that you have consumed, it says, and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. You know, he's saying that if you take God's word and hide in your heart and be walking in, acting in it, and appreciate it as you should, believe it or not, they will know that you are a wise people. Now, I'm going to tell you what I know. When I was working at the air station, I was inside machinist, and everybody in there, I was a preacher, and I love the Lord, and all they would joke in when they read about the looker at Christmas time for the boss man. I said, now you can put my money in there. If you can buy my sweater or something, I'll give you something. But what I'm saying, now here's the thing. This is how I know this is true, how they'll look and they'll see that wisdom in you. Because when one of them same guys, one of the lead guys there as one of the foremen, once he wanted to commit suicide because his wife at the honky tonk and whatever like that, his girlfriend or whatever, he was all messed up. When I went up to the break room, he got away from all of those people. And he came to me. This man was going to take his life. And in the break room, he was telling me, now you got to see it now. He was a white brother. The way he was, you know, he was hit the run of things. And he was, you know, and I was insignificant the way it seemed. But I became significant when his situation became significant. That he knew those people didn't have the wisdom, didn't display the wisdom. They could help me with my situation. So he called me to the side, and once I saw that he was serious, we went into the break room and began to talk about it, began to pray with him and share with him. And whatever I said and we did or whatever like that, I said, now, wait a minute, I didn't know this man, you ran all that cussing y'all do and the way y'all act and now you easing over here. But what was happening? Believe it or not, there's some people, they may hit you with some stuff, the unsaved world, and you buy into it, get afraid, or want to say, okay, I'm gonna be like you, so y'all get my back. I'm going to be just as nasty as y'all. I'm going to be just like you. I'm this way in the world. Now you can't help nobody. They're not going to see you as a wise person. What had happened? This guy noticed my steadfastness. Like I say, Keith would come over. We would have lunch together. Me, Bernard, and Keith, we would get together. That's what we did in lunchtime, read our Bible or whatever like that. But anyway, and people would try you. But I saw, without saying much, communicating much, when that man's situation was the way it was, he saw that there was wisdom for his situation in me. Because he was seeking wisdom not to take his life. See, when people tell you about taking their life, don't take that as a joke. Don't say, don't do that. Don't do that. You don't know what kind of burden they're taking. See, we can take our burdens to the Lord, but sometimes the world will take their burden to God's people. And then God people can lead them to the Lord. Y'all ain't with me today. Let me move on. Am I making any sense? All right. Seven, obey and know how near God is to his people. For what great nation is there that has God so near to it? He's so near to us, he lives inside us. Ain't that right? That's how near he is to us. As the Lord our God is to us, for whatever reason we may call upon him. And what great nation is there that has such statutes and righteous judgment as are in all the law which I set before you this day? You see, the third point, obey, and the nations around us will know God's word was distinctive, producing a righteous character. I guess he got it on the board. Okay. All right. Only take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget. Lest you forget the things your eyes have seen. You see, you can know all this about God, and you can one time on your yesterdays obey some of these things, but you and I can't forget. You see, believe it or not, you know, we come every Sunday. It's just a reminder. All I do is just stir you up, just keep you reminding you of who you are, what God expects of you. It's just a reminder because we tend to forget. We are human, right? It's just a reminder. That's why people stop coming too, because they don't want to be reminded. Only take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. Watch this now. And teach them to your children and your grandchildren. Why are you bringing the grandchildren to the church? God told me to teach them. Why are you teaching them? You get grown, I can't do nothing with you. You do your thing when you get grown. But when you ain't grown, you're going to church. You living in my house, you're going to church. Now, I can't do nothing with you, you're grown. But I'm watching you now with your children. I'm seeing what you, and you know, and the thing is, as a grandparent, you can listen at your children. I listen at my sons a lot of times. They don't even know I'm listening at them. And see how they talk to their children, different things. And they rail up and they, and I be like, they're not gonna say anything. But I remember when I did it, I was a villain. Huh? Oh, he did. Oh man, sometimes what you, I'm looking at you. Sometimes I'm thinking about getting between my grandkids. Man, put a smile on your face, man. Come on. See, I can do that now. I can play with them. I can see them. And I say, hey, they my babies. They my cute kids. I can do all that. I ain't got to get all. No. Done that, been there, over. I want to see them, want to be with me. Huh? Come on, these my babies. That for you. That ain't for me. I'm in mine. Had my time. Don't even talk to them rough. I talk to them easy. I'm going to back up the parents, but I'm going to do it easy. I know I made them do it easy with my children. I've learned since then. You know, but it blessed my heart that my baby son, he said, you know, he said, I'm glad I got a daddy. And he said it so stern because of what we were talking about. Because he got me tattooed on his arm and got the podium. He got me. And I asked him, you're grown. But I was wondering why you, he said, because I love my daddy. He said, I work with children that don't have daddies. I see all of that. And I'm not one because I got one that I'm going to say, I don't want one neither. He said, no. He said, Daddy, I know what you mean to this family. I know what you mean. I know what you bring to the table. He said, and the tattoo that's on me, you got mama too. And I ain't looking at the other thing. But I asked him. He say, these people are dear to me. They may not be dear to nobody else, but they're dear to me. You know. And I backed off there. Grown. And I was like, wow, I think he's really glad he got a daddy. Wow. And you know, that's all I want to be. I just want to be a father. I want to be a father. And I love being a granddaddy. I want to be a granddaddy. I want to do it. I'm like, man, that means something to me. But I know that certain things don't mean the same thing to everybody. Am I right about it? Because they're different circumstances and different situations. Let me finish this up. Where am I at? I got to stop this now. I got night. Well, I'm 10. Okay, I think y'all skipped me one, but I'm gonna go to 10. Especially concerning the day you stood before the Lord your God at Horeb, when the Lord said to me, "Gather the people to me, and I will let them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children." So it's very important that God keep you reiterating that you need to teach your children. You know, it's your responsibility, the parents, to teach them. When they get grown and they leave and do their thing, you done your thing. You do your thing while they're in your house. Because they're going to do their thing outside of your house, but you do your thing inside the house. And when they're grown, they're grown. Then they're on their own. God will deal with them. Then you came near and stood at the foot of the mountain. All that smoke on the mountain. And the mountain burnt with fire to the midst of the heavens with darkness, cloud and thick darkness. And the Lord spoke to you out of the midst of the fire. You heard the sound of the words, but saw no form. You only heard a voice. So he declared to you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, the Ten Commandments. And he wrote them on two tablets of stone. And the Lord commanded me at the time to teach you statutes, judgment, that you might observe them in the land which you cross over to possess. Wherever you go, whatever you possess, whatever new venture you enter into, take what you've learned from the Word of God with you. You may not always be here. You know, you're on a journey. Going places, but wherever you go, take the Word of God and teach the Word of God with you. Lest we forget, what I want to look at, we're just gonna read this. I'm not gonna try to expound on them, but Psalms 119. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We're going to look at six of those verses in Psalm 119, the longest chapter here in the Bible. 16, 83, 93, 101, 153, 176. 16, 83, 93, 109, 153, 176. 16, Psalms 119, 16, 83, 93, 109, 153, 176. And we are in with that. We want to. Okay, you got all of them, see? Okay, that's good. See, I knew what I was doing. Now I can walk away. Let's look at the first one. Look at this. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. God, I'm not going to forget it. I'm not going to have Moses teaching us and pastor preaching, and I have an intention to forget it. I'm just here for general principle, here to sing in the choir. Yeah, but singing in the choir, and they have to roll you in here. That ain't gonna do you no good. All right, give me the next one. For I have become like a wineskin in smoke, yet I do not forget your statutes. Give me the next one. I will never forget your precepts. About them, you have given me life. Give me the next one. Is that it? My life is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. Give me the next one. Consider my afflictions. I got afflictions. Life. I'm going through something. Y'all don't know. I don't care about everything I'm going through. I'm going through it. This is my affliction. Deliver me. Take them from me, God. But why I wait, even if you don't take them from me, for I do not forget your law. Is that the last one? I have gone astray. Boy, I like this. Oh, so much in here. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. God, I have. I'm admitting it. That's me, God. See your servant. For I do not forget your commandments. You see, God, I haven't forgotten, but I went astray. I like some everything in there for everybody. We just got to read it. And y'all ain't with me. That's the last one. I'm gonna come on off now. That's the last one. Well, come on down now. My God, my God. Let me ask something. Do the word of God mean a lot to you guys? Could you come to church and not hear the word of God and replace it with something else? Huh?